You are listening to the Derek Asante Podcast, the show that brings you insightful conversations about everyday topics. We just aim to keep the discussion above the average. Our guests are the ones bringing the social proof to the conversation. Let's get into it.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the DAP Show, your go-to podcast for inspiration and personal development, as well as self-improvement. As always, I'm thrilled to have you with me. Today, we're going to dive into another discussion. Before I go any further, let me let you know, this is season four. First episode on season four, we're going to be talking about some deep stuff, and that's going to seem to be the trend for the season. So stay tuned, and I'm glad you're here, right? I hope that I give you all the information that you came here for and that you appreciate everything that I'm going to share with you in the next season to come. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Again, like I was saying, I'm thrilled to have you with me, right? We're going to dive into the discussion and, you know, I'm hoping that it'll help us on our journey of life, yours as well as mine, because it's been helping me. I'm just trying to share some of that with you. Now, just remember that you're never alone, right? On your journey, bring someone along with you, pick someone up along the way in need, and you'll definitely be uplifted when you least expect it. That's just the way it goes. Now, in this episode, we're going to explore emotional intelligence. Why it's crucial for men and how understanding and harnessing this concept can change your life or impact both your personal and professional life dramatically. More importantly, though, why is it important for men? Now, I'm speaking for myself, and I'm hoping that what I'm sharing with you is also going to be something that other men have experienced or can benefit from a great deal. That's really why I'm doing this, right? See how many people I can reach, how many people can relate, and how many people can share. I want to speak to my fellas today specifically. However, ladies, you will benefit from this just as much. So please listen till the end and share with others and make sure you have those conversations as well, those hard conversations with yourself as well as others. Now, let me ask you this, fellas. What is emotional intelligence and why is it or why should it matter to you? These are the questions that we should be seriously considering and asking ourselves and trying to find the answers for, because it's going to help us along the way. Now, you might be wondering why it's crucial for men specifically. The answer is simple. It has a lot to do with society and the parts and the roles that we are responsible for and that we play in. Now, in a world where societal expectations and stereotypes and traditional male archetype have long been the norm, and the ability to understand and manage our emotions often is the one that's taking the back seat. So this is a part of a challenge that I'm trying to propose. This is a part of the challenge why I wanted to have this discussion, because I've been thinking about it. I've been reading about it. And I've also been reflecting about it. But I want to challenge that narrative today, as well as challenge some of our long-standing ideas. So I'm hoping that this is going to be a beneficial episode for you, and I think it will be. So emotional intelligence is not just about suppressing your emotions. It's also about understanding and harnessing them. Now, it also provides us with the ability to navigate relationships, communicate more effectively, manage stress a lot better than we do, and achieve success in a way that aligns with our, you know, our true selves, our authentic selves. And the men that we want to become is what this is going to help us achieve. This society is forever evolving. We all know that. And I recognize the importance of emotional intelligence, not just for men, but for boys, because they become the men that we are. And when it comes to breaking down barriers and fostering healthier connections and finding success in our own terms, that sometimes comes across as very challenging. But I want to thank you for being here with me today. I need you to know that I appreciate your time. And I know it's one way that you're able to support the podcast. And for that, I'm forever, ever grateful. Now, if you've ever wondered how understanding and embracing emotional intelligence can positively impact your life, then let me tell you, you're actually in the right place. you're definitely in the right place. Check this out. A brief overview of what this episode is going to cover is what I'm about to share with you. And now I think I want to break down emotional intelligence for men, starting with what it is and its key components. We're also going to explore the benefits of developing that, you know, that intelligence, as well as some of the setbacks if you ignore it. So whether you're on a journey of self-discovery or looking to improve your relationships or aiming to excel in your career, stay tuned for this, because this information is definitely going to help you out. Now, by the end of the episode, you'll have a better understanding of what emotional intelligence means, why it matters for men, and how you can apply it to your life and make things better for yourself. Now, I keep saying men because that's who I'm speaking to today, but women benefit from this. Anybody benefits from this. Okay? So I don't want you to feel like, you know, it's only for men. I'm focusing on men today, yes. But everyone benefits from emotional intelligence if they develop it, right? Or if they harness it. So let's go into it. And why should men understand emotional intelligence is really the question that I'm asking. Because it's crucial. There are benefits for both your personal and professional life. Okay? Now, for starters, here are 7 reasons why men should understand emotional intelligence. Because it allows men, this is the first one here now, okay? It allows men to better understand their own emotions as well as others' emotions. It leads to healthier and more meaningful relationships with family, friends, and romantic partners. Number 2, studies have shown, now I can't prove to you which studies, right? But I've read a number of them. Now, they've shown that men who understand emotional intelligence can communicate more effectively. And they are skilled at achieving, you know, things, and they're better at things such as active listening and empathizing with others and resolving conflicts in a more peaceful manner. Number 3, they also have the ability to navigate conflicts and disagreements in a more constructive way, right? By avoiding unnecessary misunderstandings and hostility. So these are all things that benefit anybody. And that's why I'm saying it's not just for men, but we often experience some of this stuff on a regular basis in so many different ways, even in our homes, that it's important that I stress some of these things. Now, number 4, in a professional context, emotional intelligence is essential for leadership roles. It helps men build strong collaborative teams, lead with empathy, and make more informed decisions. Now, number 5, it allows men to manage stress and pressure more effectively, which is vital for maintaining a physical as well as mental well-being, especially when it comes to the workplace, not to mention the home as well. Men who understand, this is number 6 now, stay with me. Men who understand and apply, you know, emotional intelligence principles tend to excel in their careers, right? And that's because they can manage relationships, navigate office politics a lot better, and they're able to adapt to changing working environments. And the final one, number 7, it empowers men to regulate their own emotions, right? Reducing that impulsive behavior and making more rational decisions. And those are the benefits. There's plenty more, but I just want to share at least those 7 with you because it gives you an idea. It gives you an understanding as to what it is I'm talking about. It's knowing yourself, understanding who you are, what makes you tick, what triggers you, how to anticipate that you're about to be triggered and work on not getting triggered. Think about how powerful that is, having that ability or that skill set. That just means you're in tune with who you are. Doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It just means you're in tune with who you are. You understand what's happening to you, the chemicals that are changing within you. You're aware of all of that. And that's important. That's important. Because that means you don't allow everything that's external of you to dictate what you're going to say, how you're going to react to those elements that are external of you. Right? Now, there are some setbacks if you ignore your emotional intelligence, right? Men who neglect emotional intelligence may experience some setbacks. I mean, this is just a fact. And just other human beings who ignore this. I'll share a few with you here. So the first one would be strained relationships, right? That's a setback when you don't have the emotional intelligence. Misunderstandings and a sense of disconnection from others. You're also going to have poor communication, especially in emotional and sensitive situations. And that can lead to misunderstandings and big conflicts, right? Men who struggle to manage their emotions may experience increased stress and burnout, negatively impacting their physical and mental health. You just got to look around any room that you're in and you might be able to see some of those things happen to some of the men that are in that space. Now, in the professional settings, low emotional intelligence can hinder a career growth and leadership potential. And that's an easy one to spot because someone who always is in a situation where there's a large or a great outburst, they're constantly in conflict with coworkers. There's always pushback. They don't understand how others tick. There's no empathy. There's no unity about them, you know, working in a team environment. And you can often read that energy and they don't usually advance, right? And sometimes what happens is because they are this person and they are aware that they are this person, they choose not to advance because they believe, you know, something to do with the system or something is going to prevent them from achieving those goals. But really, it's them who's holding themselves back. They are the ones holding themselves back because of that lack in emotional intelligence. It's important to understand that, you know, this intelligence is vital for how we enhance our ability to navigate relationships, how we communicate, how we manage our stress, how we achieve success, both personally and professionally, right? Just based on the information that I've just shared with you in this short, brief moment, you can see that ignoring your emotional intelligence can and will cost you a great deal. So just be aware of that. Get centered with who you are. Learn more about who you are, what makes you tick. And things will start to change before you even know it. Right? Now I want to move on to self-awareness and why it's significant for men. You see, because many people are unaware of that self-awareness and it's really the foundation of your emotional intelligence. It holds an immense significance for men in so many ways. And I've alluded to some of them not too long ago, right? But I want to share a few things that it's going to have a huge impact on. You see, your self-awareness helps you recognize your emotional triggers and your responses to them. And this recognition is crucial for effective regulating of your emotions, particularly in a challenging situation. Okay, if you lose control, that's it. It's gone. You can't get it back. Words that were not meant to be spoken that are spoken, you can never get back. So just keep that in mind. Now, two, being aware of your emotional intelligence and your emotions enables you to express yourself much more clearly, right? Those who are self-aware are better equipped to communicate their feelings and needs in any relationship, whether personal or professional, because they know who they are. Is that integrity? Is that empathy? Right? And they're in tune with themselves. Number three, when a man understands his emotions, he can make more rational decisions. Men who lack self-awareness tend to act impulsively based on the fact that, you know, they have no knowledge of those emotions and when they're going to prompt, when they're being triggered, and how they're being triggered. They have no knowledge of that. Right? They haven't tuned in to what it means to them and what's happening to them or with them when their emotions are charged. It's almost as if they have no control of themselves, but that's not true. They're just losing that control because they haven't tapped in. Someone else is dictating that control. Someone else has that joystick and letting, making them do what it is that they want them to do because they're pushing your buttons. That's where that term comes from, right? Oh, you're pushing my buttons. But how do they know which buttons to push if you haven't shown them that button over and over again? So just keep that in the back of your mind, right? Number four, self-awareness empowers us, right? To identify the stressors and address them proactively. And this is going to lead to better stress management and overall well-being. I know what's, you know, triggers me. I know what stresses me out. So I'm going to be proactive in making sure those things don't come and play their role and stress me out. Okay. Now, imagine you're a man in a high pressure job environment, right? And you have just received some feedback from your supervisor that you find to be harsh or inaccurate. Now, without self-awareness, you might react defensively, potentially damaging your professional relationship. And this happens all the time. But if you're self-aware, you can recognize the surge of anger or frustration building up the minute you got that feedback. Then you can take a step back and process and understand why you're feeling this way. That will allow you to actually choose a more constructive response, like, you know, a better clarification of or discussing your concerns in a calm manner with that supervisor. And that's definitely going to go over a lot better because now they're going to look at you from a different perspective and say, hey, you know what? This individual actually took my feedback very well. They were very professional, and I like that about them. I was anticipating them to, you know, take it bad. However, they didn't. And I like that. And guess what? That supervisor makes note of that. And down the line, they're going to remember that experience. And they're going to entrust in you to be the next person to take that leadership role. Just because you had that in interaction with them. Right? Now, if you're looking at a personal relationship and, you know, how your self-awareness makes a significant difference is just imagine that you have this huge disagreement with your partner. And maybe you're feeling disrespected or defensive. Now, without this self-awareness, you might lash out and escalate the conflict, actually make it worse than what it was when it initially started or how you felt initially. But if you're self-aware, you recognize your emotional state, you might take a few steps back and take a deep breath and express your feelings a lot more calmly, right? As calm as possible anyway. And that's going to lead to a much healthier resolution of that issue. So there are ways to go about it. There are so many ways to go about managing that and developing that further. And that's what I want to spend some moment on this episode. And that's why we're here having this conversation, right? So it's important. It's clearly important. It's something that we need to get a hold of because right now, post-COVID, a lot of mental health is what we're seeing. A lot of people were messed up from COVID. It's unfortunate, but we got to work on ourselves to get us back to a much better state than we are currently in. You know, so here are some exercises that will help you, you know, improve on your self-awareness. And I think it's important to have something to do, some sort of action that you can do on a daily basis that will help you develop these things and get better over time, right? And to be honest with you, if you do the things that you need to do, you potentially extend your health as well as your life expectancy because stress is the number one killer. Cancer, we all know, is a bitch, right? I mean, I'm just going to say it as it is. But cancer is like the cousin of stress. It stems from stress. Through stress comes cancer. So just keep that in the back of your mind as you're listening. and processing, probably questioning and asking questions, you know, about how you handle stressful situations and things of that nature. Now, journaling, a daily journal about your feelings. This is for the men. Women, I know, have no problem doing this, but this is strictly for the men, okay? I want you to pay attention because we think some of this stuff is corny that I'm going to share with you, but it's not. If you want to live longer, there are some things that you're going to do that your ego is going to have to take the back seat on. So, number one, journaling a daily journal of your feelings, your triggers, and responses to various situations helps develop self-awareness. Start there. With some time, patterns, and habits, you know what? You're going to give yourself the opportunity, right? Especially in the emotional landscape. Number two, you got to ask yourself some self-reflecting questions, right? I'll leave you with these two right now, which is, what am I feeling right now when you're in a situation where you feel triggered or challenged or disrespected? And the second one is, why did I react that way? Okay, those two questions, what am I feeling right now and why did I react that way, can prompt you to become more conscious of your emotions. Simple. I'm not asking for a lot. Just try them. Okay. Now, the next one is seek some feedback from trusted friends and family members, as well as some mentors if you have them. And if you don't have mentors, get them. Get you some. Right? You don't have to have just one. You can have multiple. And by the way, there's a myth going on out there that mentors need to be older and more experienced. And no, no, no. A mentor can be someone who's younger than you, but you're just inspired by what they're doing. That your ego is parked to the point that you can actually approach that individual and say, hey, will you be my mentor? Don't let ageism stop you from having someone be your mentor because they appear younger than you. They have something going on that's working for them that you like. Let them mentor you on it. Okay? So, seek feedback from trusted friends and family or mentors, right? Those people in your life may notice emotional patterns that they have now recognized, right, about you that they can help you out with. They can point them out and share those with you, right? So, just start there. And I encourage everyone to try some of these things out. Share it with others that are around you in your circle, you know, male, female, it doesn't matter. Share it because I think everybody can benefit from it. But for those 3 points, I really just wanted to speak to the men. And a small story I want to share, nothing big, but, you know, it starts when we're boys and I'm starting to notice it with my own son. He's 5. Okay. Beautiful soul. Great kid. But when he falls and he hurts himself or things like that, and I can see that he's physically hurt, he's bleeding in his knee or something's happened, right? He won't cry. And I encourage him to cry and I say, hey, let it out, because that's the, you know, one of the most healthiest ways to express yourself and how you're feeling. I'm in pain, it hurts, and you can be vulnerable in that space. And I tell him that. But for some reason, he's not comfortable doing it all the time before me, but he's comfortable, you know, having these conversations with his mom. So my wife tells me that he won't cry sometimes because he doesn't see me crying. And I thought that was very powerful that he was able to pick that up. But it's not that I don't cry. He just doesn't see me cry. And that's what he said. But I do cry. My wife has seen me cry multiple times. Some really close friends of mine have seen me cry multiple times. Some friends haven't seen me cry physically in person, but they've heard me over the phone when I'm speaking to them. Some have seen me cry at events, whether it's, you know, we're celebrating a family member or a close friend that has transitioned. I will get emotional. I get vulnerable and I'm comfortable being vulnerable, right? But for my son to acknowledge and see that he doesn't see me, it bothered me in some way because I feel like he's not allowing his emotions to show because he's mimicking what he believes to be true for me. And it's not. So I got to work on that and see how I can display some of that affection and vulnerability before him so he can understand that I do express my emotions when I need to. And so just a little something there that I want you to pay attention to. If you're a parent, right? Don't think they're not watching and they're not paying attention to everything. And you think that your direction is all they're watching. They watch when you don't think they're watching. They're listening when you don't think they're listening. And that's what I got from, you know, my wife sharing that story with me. So just keep that in the back of your mind as you get through your days. Now, I hope you found today's topic on emotional intelligence for men as inspiring and enlightening as I have. Right? And before I wrap it up, let's do a quick recap, right? On this discussion here that I shared with you today, some takeaways for you, okay? Just remember that emotional intelligence is a powerful tool for men, providing benefits such as improving your relationships, effective communication, stress management, as well as resilience. Self-awareness is another component of that, and it's a crucial component of the emotional intelligence. It helps men recognize their emotional triggers and improve their emotional responses. Pardon me. Some of the challenges men face in managing their emotions and anger can be addressed with practical strategies like deep breathing, taking time out for yourself, and seeking professional help. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, emotional intelligence is a driving force behind motivation, goal achievements, helping men set meaningful and achievable goals and staying motivated. Right? Some of the challenging stereotypes and embracing emotional intelligence is vital for mental health, relationship building, not to mention, again, the effective communication and personal authenticity. So I really want to encourage you, regardless of your gender, to work on your emotional intelligence. It's not just a concept. It's a life-changing skill that can actually lead to a happier, healthier, and more successful version of the person you want to become. So whether you're aiming to be for better relationships, career advancements, or personal fulfillment, this technique, this skill set can guide you. So take a moment, reflect on your own journey, set aside some time for some self-awareness, practice some self-regulations, and stay motivated and disciplined to achieve your own goals. Just remember, it's perfectly okay to seek help and share your emotions with others. It's actually a sign of strength and not weakness. Now, I did mention earlier on that it's season 4, episode 1. We have an exciting lineup of episodes on self-help and personal development topics in that pipeline, right? So stay tuned for some of those discussions I want you to stay tuned for some of those discussions on resiliency, mindfulness, and finding purpose. All I want to do is share with you some of the tools and insights that have helped me thrive in my personal and professional lives over the years. So without further ado, I just want to thank you, right, for joining me today. Your support and engagement means the world to me. If you have any questions or feedback, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep working on your emotional intelligence. And remember, your growth is in your own remarkable journey. Till next episode, love, peace, and happiness.